This will be the longest 4 minutes in Paul Mariner's short career in charge of Plymouth
Argyle.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine how he must feel? Third game in charge of Argyle. Two defeats so far. And now Argyle coming to fourth place Cardiff.
And another corner. Summerfield drills it and it's cleared away in line with the penalty spot. Back header to the halfway line. Arneson punts it forward, but Cardiff will break away through Boffroyd. Gets away from Johnson. Centre circle. And a good stop.
Arneson
brilliant
again.
Stop by Arneson. And then Summerfield plays the ball down the line. Mackie will chase it. He's still got energy to try and outrun Gerrard, putting him under pressure. Ball goes out of play. Goal kick. He did get a touch, Gerrard, but the ball was already over the line. Cardiff City 0, Plymouth Argyle 1. We've played 1 minute, 5 seconds of stoppage time. Downfield hurriedly by goalkeeper Marshall. Johnson with a strong header. Punt back into the Argyle half, away by Summerfield. And Cardiff, look at Paul Mariner, he's skipping in the technical area. Dear, oh dear, he'll need clean underwear for the trip home. Ball forward, headed away by Fletcher. And then Cardiff City just hack it into the Argyle half. Cushion header by Arneson. Duguid lost out with a header. Arneson, for it was rather high, got away with it. Folly over the halfway line. Rory Fallon holds it up. Halfway line near side. Plays it back to Summerfield. Summerfield digs one forward. Fallon will chase, but it should be a clearance. And Cardiff do get it away through Hudson. 1 3/4 minutes have gone of stoppage time. Duguid. This clock's going so slowly. Ball control by Gerrard in his own half of the field. Forward ball as Cardiff win a free kick. McCormack wants to take it quickly. Referee says no, you'll wait for me. And Cardiff just to the left of centre, and it's around about 35 yards from goal.
Come on, Cardiff.
Ashley Barnes is going to come on.
Yes, he is.
Waste a bit of time, maybe.
Look at Paul Mariner. Shouting,
he is
dancing,
living it, isn't
he? Dancing in the penalty in the technical area.
You can tell how tense he is. He's prowling the technical areas.
Here comes the free kick from Whittingham. Swung into the penalty area. Good header away.
Arneson
and
again.
Arneson once more. McNaughton turns, swings it back into the penalty area. Argyle need to be strong at the back and composed as McCormack plays it around. And the chance goes wide and it drifted just inches past the post. That part of the goal on the far side was there and it was so inviting. And the shot on the turn, wide, and it is a goal kick to Plymouth Argyle. And the change is to be made. Ashley Barnes is going to come on for Rory Fallon.
Oh, what a great chance that was for Joe Ledley. Ross McCormack did all that you would have expected from him. At the byline, cut the ball back. And Joe Ledley, 8-9 times out of 10, he'd have scored that one. This time, he's put it wide of the post. Another less off for Argyle. Is it to be their day?
We've played 3.5 minutes of stoppage time. Plymouth Argyle leading by a goal to nil. Ball on halfway. Fletcher heads forward. Arnes with a header. But then Matthews up to the halfway line. Back by Summerfield. Hudson the skipper. Long ball deep into the Argyle half. Duguid and McCormack. Wash it. McCormack with a touch. Palace 3, Ipswich 1. Victor Moses the scorer. A foul by the Cardiff man. Arneson down. Seconds will be eaten away.
Now what we don't want is Carrie Arneson to be injured.
Indeed. Unless he's just having a breather, thinking, I'll just try and eat up some seconds
here. That's what it is.
I think he's okay. He's okay.
I mean, I think I've made him man of the match the last three games, and he's going to be pretty close again today. He's playing extremely well in a struggling team. And
he's doing his business,
isn't
he?
He is doing really, really well, Carrie Arneson.
Dare we say it's almost Paul Watson quality.
Well, he's
for the team.
He gets his head in, he gets his foot in. Yeah, he shows that sort of commitment, the Paul Watson type commitment, and he's had a fine game this afternoon.
McNaughton with a throw-in, 35 seconds, 30 seconds may be added for the substitution of Rory Fallon. Ball on the halfway line, forward by Fletcher, chased by Barnes. Defensive header is not the best and it goes out of play about 3-4 yards from the corner flag.
That will do perfect.
That will do perfectly. That's the place for it to be.
That's 100 yards away from the Argyle goal. Quite happy with it in there, thank you.
Carl Duguid ambles towards the ball, picks it up now, and we are now in the time being added on for the final substitution. Short throw, Mackie, and I think he just touched the ball with his hand. Barnes did. It will be a free kick. Paul Mariner waving everybody back as Marshall will give it everything he's got. Takes the kick now. Summerfield rises, sails over his head. A foul, was it, by Johnson? He got away with a nudge. Halfway line, Barnes. beaten in the challenge. Blew up referee. That'll do. We've seen enough. Johnson with a header away from the edge of his own area. Ledley will pick it up. Then on this near side.
Just keep possession.
Johan Folley. Folley, long ball. It'll be chased on this near side by Mackie, forcing the defender to do something. And it's not comfortable for Gerard, although he plays a back pass. Oh, Bonds was obstructed. Final whistle. That's it. Plymouth are goal. After losing their last five, get a win this afternoon. Cardiff City, who have won their last three. Chris, the form book turned upside down.
Absolutely. Cardiff will be kicking themselves. They had more than enough clear-cut chances to have won the game today. Didn't take them. And a bit of good luck, maybe. A deflected shot from Gary Sawyer going in gives Argyle their first win since November the 7th. And the first win for Paul Mariner as Argyle boss.